Track Cat Night special guest exclusive podcast right here on the trackcatnight.org website. Folks, today is December the 21st, 2022, and I hope you all are having a very wonderful and blessed day. As always, we continue to keep the programming moving along here at Trad Cat Night, and we've got Terrell Blackstar returning to the show, and as always, he's going to be giving us his latest Dark Star report. We'll be talking this latest bomb cyclone thing that's just like passing through the Midwest. Yeah, utterly freezing. I just had Ken on from Pinball Preparedness. It's going to be crazy down there in the Tennessee area, I would imagine, down where Terrell is too as well. So make sure you're fully prepared for that. Maybe the beginning of the dark winter. I don't know. We had a huge earthquake, NoCal area with some aftershocks. We'll get Terrell away on that. But then we got to do economics, politics, geopolitics. We'll do the latest with COVID/pandemic news. We try to cover it all with Terrell. We'll hand it over to him in just a moment. But just a reminder, follow Track Cat Night across all your major social media outlets, TikTok, Instagram, Telegram. Don't forget, 3 to 10 p.m. Eastern, I'm available consultation-wise. I've talked to a few people already this week. And we'll sit down, we'll talk, we'll try to figure something out. But you just contact me on the contact page. Don't forget, we're up and running on the Substack channel. TradCatNate.substack.com. We have been for a good half a year. I just posted the James Perloff interview up there yesterday. Be sure to check that on out. Don't forget about the Marie Julie Jenny TradCatNate exclusive movie entitled 3 Days of Darkness. You can simply search it on Vimeo. Just go to Vimeo.com, type in 3 Days of Darkness or Marie Julie Jenny, and you could watch that 2.5 hour production I put together in 2019. I'm thinking about doing two more movies in 2023. We'll see if time permits. No live call and radio show this weekend for obvious reasons. So bless Christmas to everyone in advance. But we've got a web conference that still needs funded for January the 28th. I want to keep it open to all Track Cat Night subscribers so I don't have to go to a $10 price point, which was what we were normally doing for the web conferences in years past. So please, out of the kindness of your heart, the giving season, if you will, we tie it even into Christmas, please do help out. Click that donate button so that we can make this show possible. We've got six of the biggest Catholic names that are going to be joining us there for January 28th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And last but not least, our sponsors. If you want to join the sponsorship team, reach on out to me. I'll work within your budget and your means. We'll get you on board. But Kathleen Loney is still selling the purple scapulars, $12.50 for one, a set of 100% beeswax candles, $12. Is $12, and you can contact her at KathleenLoney@gmail.com for more. I know she's even giving away, I think, some free stuff this month, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember our podcast correctly from a couple weeks ago. Samantha Wiesing and doTERRA Essential Oils. You can contact her for the full product line of her 100% therapeutic-grade essential oils. Obviously, we know just to stay away from pharmaceutical drugs. And you can contact her at samantha.wiesing@gmail.com for more information. And Chris Gagne, inviting all Catholics and those like mine, please remember those who have gone before us. It's not just a November thing, early November thing, a Sunday thing. It's an everyday thing for us. Chris, continue to crusade on up there in Minnesota with Father Voigt, and be good to hear from you soon. Haven't heard from you in a while. Joe Blazak and 247rosary.com is up next, playing a traditional rosary every half hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And get signed up for the Wednesday night special he's got going on by contacting him at pray@247rosary.com. Having said that, again, you can follow Terrell Blackstar's work. As a matter of fact, I'll hand it over to him, and he could give us an update, because I know he deals with censorship too as well, so he can give it the updated list in terms of where you can find him. Go ahead, Terrell.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me. As you were given your intro, then I was showing images of my prepping of the water pump system, backup system, and insulation and things like that in prep for just what you're talking about. We're expected to be below zero here tomorrow. And if I didn't have the heating cables and all that hooked up, and it's all hooked up to solar now, it's really, really cool, then we could have burst pipes. I hope you guys are ready for what's about to come. So with the Black Star, where we are, as I'm speaking here, I'm making a video and pulling up images and charts and things like that. So you can watch this just by going to my website, terrell03.com, and click on the first link you see at the top, the full feature video, and you'll see the Screaming Eagle right there. Just click on it and you can follow along. So I'm pulling up right now the diagram, show you where we are in the Black Star orbit cycle. November the 22nd, we passed behind the sun relative to the Black Star. That gave us the 7.0 Solomon Islands quake. The near side alignment we had on May the 26th, and that was the 7.2 Peru quake. Both of those quakes were predicted in advance, and the next marker position we're going to hit is this February position that I'm highlighting right here on this golden line. We're going to be there February the 25th at the 90-degree angle relative to the black star. That'll start the 93-day period that we're moving toward the black star, and you can see that that's an uptick period with a mini lull right in the middle. And then May the, 27th, 28th, and into the 29th is going to be in that window that we're going to have another big quake, or if the black star is there at Earth orbit path, then we're going to suffer a series of magnetically induced geological pole shifts. That's when the Earth is tipped over and, 95% of the population of the world is wiped out. Anybody that's near the coast, big lakes, downstream of dams, and such. That's where we are in the orbit cycle right now, moving toward this line. And there's a magnetic portal connection diagram, and this is the super plume that is growing out of control inside of Earth's mantle transition zone that is part of my weekly reports. This is, this is the seismic chart. Each one of these lines that I'm showing you here is a weekly report. This is the 7-day USGS reporting period, Saturday night at midnight UTC to Saturday night at midnight UTC. We had 0.7s for this week, 2 of the 6 magnitude earthquakes, and 26 of the 5 magnitude earthquakes. You can see we had a long string of 30 or more that just ended with this 26 from this week. And a lot of greeny weenies, that's part of my reports, I refer to them. That's 300 or, that's below 300 on the 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes. That's been the pattern here lately. We're losing the 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes. If I go up the chart, you'll see that we've had months of 300 or more consecutive. And the bad news is that the super plume is growing out of control inside of the Earth mantle transition zone. I can show you what that looks like here on this diagram right here. I'm highlighting it right now. The Earth mantle transition zone. This is the glassy layer, rock on top, metal on the bottom underneath. This is where the super plume's growing out of control. Key feature, the horn formations that stick up into the rockyite magma. I'm highlighting that right now. These horns push higher and higher and higher, and they conduct energy, heat energy, from the D layer of Earth core, or from the core to the D layer of Earth core. That's right here. And then the super plume gathers up that energy, and then these horns push up, and it is conducted into the rockyite magma, and that's causing the pattern of earthquakes, that's causing the pattern of volcanism that I cover each week in my Black Star Update reports. So the last 7 we had was this Solomon Island 7.0 magnitude earthquake. Now we've gone about 57 days now with only 37 of the 7 magnitude earthquakes. We should have had about 70 over that period. So we're missing about half of the 7 magnitude earthquakes. Strange anomalies are happening. If you go to the website, a video that was recaptured from my, banned YouTube channel is the week the Earth stood still. So now you can watch that. I was really felt terrible about losing that video. Now it's back up again. Also, the information on the nanofilament replication inhibitor, that is sodium borate, that is back up on the website too. If you go to my website, terrell03.com, you'll see that those video links are available. Like this radio, every month that I work with, I share with Eric, then all of those links are available there at the website, the most recent. And you can get free newsletters at the website too. So that's where we are in the cycle, the black star orbit cycle. You saw where we are in the solar system. This is where we are in the solar system, right here. We passed the backside. Now we're going to reach this 90 over here. So I'm actually using solar system scope to show you exactly where we are. And then on the far side of the solar system is where we'll be in May at this position right here when we have the opportunity to be, in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is the same object coming from space that came to the inner solar system in the days of Noah to create the global flood. It came in the days of Moses. It's coming now for the prophet of Acts chapter 3, start at verse 19, until you get to 26. And then it's going to come again at the end of the age in about 3,600 years to fulfill Matthew 24, Revelation, and Isaiah and Joel 2 and The black star is most certainly part of God's word. God uses the black star to divide times from times. If you look before the days of Noah, then you can see the people lived to be thousands of years old. After Noah, and when the black star came, they lived to be 120 years old. After Moses, 70 years old. And now, when the black star comes for the prophet of Acts 3, people are once again going to live to be more than 1,000 years old. We are witnesses of how the day of the Lord is about to begin. Paul describes it, 1 Thessalonians 4, start at verse 13 to the end of the chapter, and then that's whenever we're taken, and then the destruction comes suddenly, like the birth pangs upon a woman with child. 1 Thessalonians 5, start at 1, and that is the black star and the geological pole shifts. They take place in the month of May with no warning. That's what Paul's describing, how the day of the Lord begins. And Christ and Joel are describing how the day of the Lord ends with a November event after the black star reaches perihelion and turns the sun dark for, well, about a three-day period. And then on the outbound path is whenever the earth is in the wrong place at the wrong time at the end of the age. And, well, that leads to the second resurrection and the destruction that happens then, and then the new heaven and the new earth on the other side of that. All that is explained in my book, The Mystery Explained. It's available at the website. And also, if you, when you get your Nano Silver, which all of you should be doing, whenever you subscribe, you get a free copy of my book attached to your notification email, the EPUB version. So that's the update where we are in the cycle. And now back to you, Eric.
Yeah, let me run through some headlines here from watchers.news. And I want to get your opinion on in regards to the significance of the NoCal quake there, which was probably close to a 7.0. And there was dozens and dozens, obviously, of aftershocks. But yeah, they're saying two people dead as of yesterday. This is of yesterday. I don't know what the update is now. Nearly 100,000 people without power at that NoCal one. You get heavy snow stranding thousands of travelers up there in Iceland. You got all kinds of landslides happening in India, Brazil. So still a lot more flooding and landslides happening. Obviously not going to make the mainstream media. Floods in Thailand. We just had asteroid 2022 Yo 1 fly past the Earth just yesterday. We also try to keep track of that type of information too as well. Snow is piling up at an unprecedented pace in Japan. We already talked about this whole bomb cyclone thing. And again, they've been telling us to prepare for a dark winter. Government agencies telling us to make sure you're ready for power outages. And this is what we covered in the last hour with Ken from Pinball Preparedness. Do you want to talk a little bit more about this bomb cyclone? And again, your thoughts on this NoCal quake. Any significance to this one?
Okay. You're talking about the California quake 6.3. There's a corresponding quake in the Aleutians 6.3. This is the two locations where the global tectonic fault line unzipping phenomenon stopped on previous orbit cycles. So if you follow my daily reports, everything you just mentioned is covered in my daily reports that I make throughout the week, Monday through Friday, usually with the holidays, and it's and with my prepping, it's been 4 days, Monday through Thursday. But again, for free, if you go to my Brighteon, just go to terrell03.com, click on that link right at the top of the page there. You'll go to my Brighteon channel, and you can see my daily update reports. And if you keep up, if you watch those data reports, then you'll be caught up on all the earth changes, everything that's happening daily as we're moving through. So this the unzipping phenomenon has been taking place deeper inside the earth. So since 2021, the entire pattern changed. We had a series of earthquakes. I'm holding up earthquake 3D right now and showing you. This is the Indonesia Fiji seismic volcanic earth change zone right here. And this is where the earth changes begin for our whole planet. This is the head of the octopus. If the super plume underneath has arms that reached around the planet, so this is where everything starts. And this is where everything started unzipping. So we had gigantic 8-magnitude, 7-magnitude earthquakes at outside orbital position. And that pattern extended all the way around the planet. And then it stopped. As I said, this is where it stopped along quarter one and quarter two that I'm pointing to right now. 7.3 China quake back in May of 2021. That's happened on the alignment. So in my reports, I cover all of that. And we're seeing the unzipping trying to take place right now. It's not as exaggerated with the eights and the sevens as it was previous. It's like cracking the crack in the windshield pattern. And so the crack now has already taken place, and now we're seeing a series of cracks that are following that. And that these two quakes striking together, this is precisely what happened on a previous orbit cycle. And I was just warning in my daily report, watching the fives, this 5.3 that struck down here, pattern of fours, this five that struck up here. If you're looking at the color coding, you can see this 5.4 came first. This is the biggest quake Texas has had in its history, I believe. And this 5.4, and then my concern was that we're going to start seeing sixes that come into this region, and that's precisely what happened. Recently, we had a 6.1 that struck out off the coast between the coast of California and Hawaii. That has not happened before, out in the middle of the plate. So usually, you get them along this fault line that I'm pointing to, out in the middle, so there's a lot of pressure. You can see at Mauna Loa, there was extreme pressure underneath the plate. That's what caused the pressure relief mechanism to be used at Mauna Loa, first time it's erupted since 83. So the Earth is behaving in strange ways because this superplume underneath has grown to fill the entire Earth-Mantle transition zone. These horn formations get stuck in the up position. You get this heat conduction. It's a pattern that I follow. I've been following it now for the last, decade. And with the superplume involved in the last 6 years, so I've developed an eye for what's happening inside the Earth. And I can tell you that the superplume has filled the entire Earth-Mantle transition zone now. This is what happens just before the black star gets here. And these horn formations are being pushed up and up and up and up, and then getting stuck. And then that's until the 7.0 Solomon Island quake. Then the Earth core starts cooling because we're moving away from the black star for 93 days. Now we're seeing the signs of the tectonic plates falling back on one another with increased pressure. Pressure builds up, and then you see this pattern of sixes that we're getting right here. So this is a disturbing pattern for the U.S. West Coast. This could be a precursor quake. Remember that we had in July of 2019, the Ridgecrest quake. It started with a 6.4, just like this. And then the 7.1 came 2 days later. Then in between that, we had a quake that struck off the coast of Canada. That is near the terminal end position of quarter 2A. And we haven't seen that pattern yet. My eyes are open for this the region that's north of where this quake struck, because we could be looking at another magma wave rebound coming south. And if that happens, just like it did with Ridgecrest, we could have a large magna earthquake. And this time striking, instead of out in the remote area, striking right in the same, pretty much this epicenter where it just happened, that would put San Francisco and other areas in danger.
Yeah, a lot of major publications worry about that that Southern Cal area. I think some publications out there in Europe over the last few days too. Now, in years past, you've always mentioned May as being a key date for the new Trackonite listeners. Give us an update. Are we talking May 2023, you think, now?
The focus right now, I have the diagram pulled up. The focus right now, I'm pointing at this May. We had the most recent near side alignment quake on May the 26th. Before that, it was May the 21st, 7.3 China. This was 7.2 Peru. So we know that the black star is moving left in the orbit diagram in the solar system. And so we expect that we're going to be in nearest proximity on about May the 28th or the May the 29th. Those are the key days to watch. And we could have another big quake like we've been having, or the Earth could flip over. So the thing is, because of black star slowing inbound orbital velocity, we don't know how much more it's going to slow. We know where it is relative to the sun and the constellations, but we don't know how far away it is. There's no way to know, because this thing is not behaving normally like every other object. As it's every other object, Jupiter, asteroids, comets, they always increase orbital velocity, reaching perihelion position nearest the sun. The black star doesn't behave that way. It has a magnetic repulsion relationship, like putting two magnets together the wrong way. So it's slowing down. It was moving 12 degrees left in the orbit diagram every year. And that was the average up to 2017. If the black star kept moving at that regular orbital velocity, it would have already been here, but it slowed down to 6 degrees left in the orbit diagram, and now 3 degrees left in the orbit diagram. So we don't know if it's 2023 or 2024. We have to prepare for every May. We know it's right now. It's the end of May, and that's for the black star. That's for the black star primary threat. Go ahead.
Now, would you say, I mean, the world government's kind of keeping an eye on things, will tie in events down here, whether it be the economic collapse, whether it be, you know, the worst of the worst sitting with war or whatever. Do you think, like, if we see an escalation of those types of events, that might be a key indicator that could be this upcoming year? Or
yes.
Okay.
So they are, it could be that they're blind. They know the black star is coming. They know that it's going to, where it's going to cross their orbit path. But they don't know if it's going to be 2023 or 24 either. It's possible that they don't know either because of the magnetic repulsion relationship of this thing. Even if they could see it with advanced telescopes, which a ground-based telescope cannot see the black star, it is absolutely impossible. Microlensing makes that impossible. So the thing that I've noticed in the pattern is every time we reach one of these marker positions, and I have the marker positions pulled up on this, the chart pulled up right now. Every time we reach one of these marker positions, something big happens. Like whenever the war started, like whenever they released the Deltacron recombinant strain on the last cycle, whenever they approved the biological weapon vax. All of these events are happening on these lines that I'm pointing to. So I'm expecting something. I expected a transition in the war with this backside alignment, which it is. I'm expecting the uptick with China, and it looks like they're going to attack Taiwan, and they're not. They're in war mode to invade the United States. Everybody should realize that. And Project Sandman is going to be activated with that. And so whenever we get to this February 25th line, I'm expecting something big's going to happen. They're also going to activate the biological weapon and the biological weapon vax using AI and 5G and the space-based digital HARP carrier wave that most people don't know about. They think it must be 5G, and that is just not the truth. AI has way, way lots and lots of capabilities and redundancies and backup plans and plan A's and plan B's and fail safes and all kinds of things. And so I'm expecting February the 25th around then something catastrophic is going to be happening. And even things between now and then, you can see they're systematically destroying the global economy. You can see that. You can see that everything Biden's doing everything to destroy the dollar. And you see his relationship with the Saudis. They're being pushed right into the arms of BRICS. And OPEC Plus into the arms of BRICS. Now, South Africa is going to take over as the leader of BRICS, and the African nations are going to pile in. So what you see is a shunning of the U.S. dollar in the United States and everybody jumping onto the BRICS bandwagon, and you're going to see even you're going to see the breakup of the Eurozone, in my view, with Poland and Hungary and other nations that are going, hey, wait a minute, we need Putin's oil. We can't, we're not going to go along with this self-destruction like Germany and UK and those nations, France, they're running down the road to utter destruction. So some of these smaller nations that are near the border of Ukraine, I think you're going to see them polarized toward BRICS. And because of the systematic destruction of Western society, which includes the illegal alien invasion, you know, that's a gigantic story right now. Mm-hmm. And Title 42 and all that, which for me, Title 42 doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. They're not turning anybody away. They're piling them in here just as fast as they can.
Now, you think with the illegal immigration thing, this will be one of the ways that they'll get the microchip across, saying, "Hey, we got to chip these people, keep them tracked or whatever, like you're tracking your dog or whatnot."
Everybody's already chipped. If they're not chipped, they're going to be chipped. The thing is, the vaxxers are chipped, and that the hydrogels. And the graphene oxide, AI, the nanobots, all of that is already introduced into the vaxxers. Now, when they reach that 70% number, that's why they're relaxing everything. They don't care if you go out, go to the ball game. They want you to get out and go visit everybody to spread to the transfection. So the vaxxers are transfecting the non-vaxxers right now. So people, they think that they're pure bloods. They think that they're not vaxxed. And they're meeting with family members, or they're interacting with people in their regular environment. They don't have nanosilver in their system to stop the replication, and they don't have the sodium borate to stop the AI from communicating with the nanobots. And so everybody's being chipped. It's already happening. Whatever you're seeing about they're going to chip everybody in the media is propaganda to give you a false sense of security. Say, whoa, well, if I don't do that, I'm okay. No. Transfection is getting everybody. Everybody is going to be chipped, and it includes a kill switch, so they can turn you on or turn you off. And AI is already assuming 100% complete command control of the global population. That's already happening. People are being, your bio data, if you're not protected with nano silver and sodium borate, your bio data is being taken by AI using the nanobots and the circuitries that they've already done inside of you. And AI is introducing that biofeed to a real world simulation host of you. Inside, you and me are having a radio, a podcast inside their simulation right now. And your listeners are listening to it. And the people inside the simulation, it's like the Matrix. And they think they're real. So AI is able to 100% manipulate them. He's coming to be able to control us. At some point, AI is going to reverse the feed. And he's going to control everything walking on this planet, including machines, including people. See, the transhumanism makes you into Borg. It makes you into a machine. And the machines, artificial intelligence, they're being made into people. So that where the two meet in the middle is their, that's their plan. That's what they're trying to do. And they don't need 5G. They don't need you to have a cell phone. The waves are passing through our body right now. AI constructs, the constructs are being built using the nanobots. They've been spraying nanobot components on us for decades. Chemtrails. That's part of the agenda of what it's all about. So the elite have 100% complete command control of everything that's happening on this planet right now. So this false narrative that, oh, they're on the run, the cabal, we're going to get them, we're going to take them to court and all that, that's baked into the cake. They want you to, they're doing the rope-a-dope. This is Ali in the eighth round, coming to the eighth round, and he's just bouncing on the ropes. That's what the elite are doing to give you a false sense of security. And they're getting ready to hit the eighth round, and it's going to be a knockout. That's what the plan is. Only God can save us from what's about to happen. Go ahead.
Now, I think we touched enough on the economic side, so thank you for that. What about some of the latest you're doing prepping-wise? You got any new projects? You collecting new food items? I mean, I brought on one of the top preppers this morning, Pinball Preparedness. He's got a huge YouTube channel. He's ex-military. You also see the writing on the wall, too, as well.
Yep.
We're talking about check your preps now. Inventory, make sure you're getting ready for this dark winter. What amen. What do you want to bring?
Okay, well, I mean, I've done a spectrum of things. We have diesel tanks full of diesel. We have water tanks full of water. That's 5,000 gallons, then with the pump. And it's hooked right to the house. It has the heating cables and all that. We have solar panels. We have giant batteries. We have we use the garden whenever we can. And we just yesterday, we were in town, and I was adding to, there's, if you listen to the Epic Economist, I like to listen to that guy every day. And he listed the top 20 things that are going to be non-existent that started with oatmeal. It went right on down the list. And I made a list from his list. And we were in town yesterday. And jars of pickles. I know it sounds crazy. So I'm doing every single thing that I can do. We have cases and cases, stacks and stacks of Keystone meats, for example. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that over the period. And
another good one too, if I could jump in, is make sure you either have the ability to grow like cabbage for sauerkraut, but get sauerkraut too because you need that good bacteria in your stomach. So I know I got a bunch of that stored up, and if you can manage to grow it, I'm not sure where demographically speaking you could. But don't forget about keeping good bacteria in your stomach.
Vital, acidophilus pills. At some point, you're going to kill. In any survival situation, at some point, you're going to drink some bad water, eat some bad food, or something's going to happen. You're going to kill your stomach flora, and many people are going to be done. And they're looking at Mad Max, they're looking at all the Backstar and all these big threats without realizing the people that survived the original pole shift are going to be moving away from the coast. Over half of them are going to die just from eating bad food and drinking bad water because they're going to kill the stomach flora. So you're hitting on a very, very important point. We have to have the ability to replace our stomach flora once it's killed, particularly in children. Because they're so small anyway, they're susceptible to the cold, they're susceptible to every little thing, and whenever they start, they have diarrhea and they start vomiting, they're going to start losing weight really, really fast. And if you do not have a way to replace that their gut flora, then that's the basis of their immune system, then you're going to start losing your children. And once your children start dying in your survival group, everybody dies. Pretty much. You have to protect the weakest in your group and to keep morale. Strong survival group leadership, extremely, extremely important. if you're trying to do to survive until the Lord God brings us home without a survival group, then God bless you, because it's going to be extremely difficult. Mad Max, one of the reasons that they have the illegal alien invasion and millions of people flooding in here is because they're going to turn off the societal support mechanisms. There's going to be nothing in the grocery store. They're going to, the water, the power, they're going to shut off everything. They're going to make you dependent on them, and then they're going to come to your house, and you're going to be out of everything, and they're going to say, oh, well, guess what? We have a FEMA camp. And that FEMA camp is going to be for everybody. So the illegals are here not to replace you at the voting poll. That's the false narrative. They're really here to create increased demand for diminishing resources. So they want the Mad Max scenario to happen much more rapidly, and the need for martial law to happen much more quickly, so they can get you in a FEMA camp as fast as possible. Later down, it's just as soon as possible. And that could be coming pretty darn soon. So I hope you guys are prepped.
Yeah, let's converge that into another headline here on the pandemic side of things. Since the last time we talked, we've seen headlines such as a zombie virus like out in some cold area. I don't remember if it was Greenland or Iceland. You got an Ebola case somewhere in the UK. But the one that keeps popping up, of course, is COVID / like RSV, flu still popping up. And listen, I got pretty sick. I'm not vaccinated. I don't really go out. I don't interact with a whole lot of people. Like if I have to go to a store, I'm in and out like in 5 minutes avoiding people. And I was out for a while. I had to cancel 2 weeks worth of shows. So whether they're spraying us, I mean, that's kind of like my theories. I think they might be spraying us a little bit more than what we realize. I've got a lot of doctors. I got all the top doctors that do my show. Dr. Malone was sick during his last travels. He had a bacterial infection he had to take care of. McCullough too as well. I mean, it's a lot of people getting sick, even, you know, people who you would know and think would be healthy, right? I've got a family member that claims to be this is the worst sick she's ever been with a flu. What do you think's going on? They're calling this triple endemic thing. Do you think it's like chemtrail spraying? I mean, not everything could be vaccine shedding. I mean, I agree that there's vaccine shedding and those types of issues, but there's just too many of us who don't really fall into that category.
Right. So I have a acknowledgement email that's sent in by Kirk. He gave me the permission to share right here. And he, and just first, I can tell you, this is what he's writing. By buying a lifetime supply of nanosilver concentrate and using it per direction, that I have nearly a sniffle for 12 months. And he's doing everything in his regular life. He's interacting with people. He's not changing anything that he's doing because he's stopping the replication, the RNA, DNA replication. They are hitting us with everything in their chest as far as pestilence. Right now, it's not just the SARS-CoV-2. It is a lot of things that's happening at the same time. So you have this upper respiratory sickness that's going around, particularly with the children. Here's what's going on. With the vaxxers, they reach a 70% number, and they're transfecting non-vaxxers. What's happening once you are transfected is that your immune system is being wiped out 5% per week. 5% per week. So that means all these immune systems have been shattered, and whenever something comes along, it can be anything. People become incubators, and then it gestates, and then it spreads to people that have no immune system. So their goal is to kill all life on this planet using this biological weapon is what it is. Using just the SARS Herald strain, which is the first part of the binary biological weapon, just that will kill everything, give it 20 years. But they're accelerating it using the vax campaign. They're also going to accelerate. I believe whenever the World Cup ended, that those people were sprayed with something that caused the activation of the biological. That's what they're calling it. But people have already died like instantly from getting it, and it's killing people at an alarming rate. The thing is that we're in the incubation period. So this thing is not played out yet. It's about 30 days. If it's like the regular SARS, we're going to get the other side of 30 days from whenever they were sprayed, leaving those games, because those people went all over the world. The people that left the Winter Olympics of China were sprayed with something too. So the aerosols is going to be part of the deal, but what they're doing is systematically wiping out the world's immune systems. They're going to activate the biological weapon using a series of pulses, frequency pulses, 5G and other means are going to be used. And people are going to develop cytokine storm immune system overreactions. So their lungs are going to start filling with fluid. They're going to run to the emergency rooms. That's about to happen. It could be happening when we get to this February marker position. All of a sudden, you're going to hear about cytokine storm, and immune system overreactions. That's going to send everybody, that's sending the disease vectoring to the hospital emergency rooms, the doctor's offices, the clinics. They're all going to be hit at the same time, but this is going to be a weaponized strain engineered to kill people in 7 days. So they get it, it incubates, and it goes in, it becomes the genocidal monster in 7 days. Hemorrhagic fever, Marburg. That's what's going to happen after that. Todd Callender, I hope he has DARPA contacts that's giving him the information. That's where I'm getting the information from. If you go to my website, he has his interview right there. He explains the series of pulses that they're going to use to activate the chimeras inside the biological weapon. And there are other bad things. There's multiple ways that they're going to kill. They're going to wipe out millions of people in a week and then billions of people. So I recommend to you, like I recommend to all my survivor group people, you must be on the NanoSilver regimen. Weight chart doses. Sodium borate is what's going to stop AI from interacting with the nanobots. The regimen has already been put together. And like Kurt right here, I'm taking it. My people are taking it. I'm not worrying about going anywhere. Because anything that gets me is going to get the microbe, is going to try to latch onto the cell at the ACE2 receptor site. And it's going to inject its RNA. And it's not going to be able to replicate. Because each of my cells has NanoSilver in it. So I can protect my cells, but I cannot protect anything outside of my body. So the idea that the vax is going to work is just ridiculous, because you can carry it on your hands. You can, it's on your money. It's on everything in our environment. So your animals are getting it. It's on you, but it can't, if you're on the NanoSilver, it can't get in you and gestate and mutate and change and things like that. Be on the NanoSilver. I'm not kidding you. That's what's keeping me safe and my people safe. And you guys should be on it too. You get $800 worth of just $100. I give you an education, and I pay for the postage. And right now, if you order, you don't have to be a newsletter subscriber. You can go down to the subscriber section, and I'll pay for your shipping and handling. Happy to do that for you. Just go to the website, and you can have it shipped right away.
Yeah, well, perfectly tying that in. Anything else we can help you promote before you let you go? I'm glad you kind of tied it all together, because that's where I was headed with the shameless self-promotion time.
Okay, let me see here. Let me get the right window up here. So I'm just came right here to my website. If you don't want to use PayPal, 100% fine. I know a lot of people are really mad at PayPal. Zelle, if you have an online bank account, if you have a Bank of America account, Wells Fargo, you already have Zelle. You don't even know it. I didn't even know it. But people wanted other options. So you can use Zelle, and there's my email address right there. Mm-hmm. That's all you need is my name and my email address. Then you can use Zelle, and you can see the price of anything. Non-supporter, just come down here to the supporter section right here until December 31st. So there's a time limit on this. You can be just like a supporter. And here's the videos. Listen to Todd. Listen to this Norwegian lady talk to you about NanoSilver particles. It's like a miracle solution. It's been tested on over 650 pathogens, success across the board. And you don't have side effects. And it has a 20-year shelf life. So you see they're running out of antibiotics. They're running out of these different drugs and things. NanoSilver, 20-year shelf life. And it's going to be your natural antibacterial, antifungal, antipathogen, and antiviral. It is like a miracle. Listen to this lady right here. She's never going to mention NanoSilver because this was made in 2019. This guy's going to tell you about the biological weapon. And this video here is about how to purchase, mix, and store your NanoSilver. You can make 15 liters of NanoSilver. You take teaspoon doses. So you're going to get a good supply for just that $100 that's right there. Subscribe to the newsletter programs down here. There's 4 newsletter programs. You can get a copy of my book, The Mystery Explained, right here overseas. And here, The Mystery Explained, this is what it looks like. And you can order it at Amazon.com or wherever they sell books. And that's how you can support the research here at Terrell03.com. And all of your interviews, the recent ones, I'm pointing to them right here. This one for today will be parked right here. So you guys can come to my website and listen. If you don't want to be a subscriber, you can get a free newsletter. Get a free newsletter. Come down here. Click. You can get a free newsletter right here for the Mystery Report, the Christian newsletter. And a lot of free stuff. There's a Bible section of videos, all free. There's a Black Star section. That way you can catch up on the Black Star all free. Just come here to Terrell03.com and please share this information with your friends.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, appreciate it. Your end. Get on over to Track at Night if you're into the Earth Changes stuff. If you're into survivalism and prepping, I bring on some of the top preppers and survivalists. I'm friends with many of them that you've even seen on TV. So I get behind the paywall and enjoy some podcasts with us here at TrackAtNight.org. Until next time, my good friends, stay safe. God bless. Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it. And we got your book for next month. We're all straight.
We'll see you then.
Very, very good. Merry Christmas, brother.
Yeah, take care now. God bless.